a concerned mother has contacted the Nolan Show after her daughter didn't get a place in her local secondary school. Rosalind is with us this morning. Rosalind, good morning to you.
Good morning, Stephen.
Good morning,
how are you?
Good morning. What's happened?
Well, Amy has been in Victoria Park from P1, and her sister and brother have both attended Icefields. Met the criteria, did meet the criteria last year. Have put in an application and she's been turned down, and she's been offered a place in Dundonald High. Now, Amy has some wee problems. She's been previously diagnosed with ADHD. She has night terrors. She has anxieties. She's waiting to be assessed for autism next month. She will not cope in the situation of going to a different school, having to travel, leaving her friends. It takes years for Amy to build up relationships. And she's built up these relationships with her wee friends, and she's heartbroken, devastated. I just don't know. I'm just trying to get to know where they're sent. She's between 30 and 34 on the list, and it's looking as if there's no way she's going to get into the school.
And you only live, what, less than 2 miles away from the school?
I do indeed, and plus the fact that her brother only left Icefield last year, and because her sister left Icefield 3 years ago, they have changed its criteria, and she does not meet the criteria now.
What is the criteria?
The criteria this year was the girl two sisters attended in the last 2 years, the firstborn girl of a family to transfer, girl who lives closest to the main entrance, and girl whose brother has attended within 2 years. She fits the bottom two of the top four criteria. Now, they will be changing the criteria back on the 1st of September, I believe, to the old criteria, which is a girl whose sister has attended, and there is no time limit on that, a girl whose brother has attended, a girl who is firstborn and the firstborn to transfer, and a girl who lives the closest, which she meets three out of the four. Now, Icefield has swapped and changed their type criteria for the last couple of years, and now it's not working for them, and they realise it's not working, and they're changing it back to the old criteria, and our children are just being left. You know, it's just, I mean, local schools, feeder schools should have priority. Our children shouldn't need to be travelling miles every day to get to school. I mean, Stephen, I've been like inundated with people messaging me and calling me the last couple of days, and they're even offering kids places in Coleraine.
Well, the principal of Icefield Girls, Alison Mungavan. Have I pronounced that right, Alison?
You have indeed, that's right.
Good morning to you.
Good morning to you.
Thank you for talking to us, Alison. So what's the score?
Well, first of all, can I say, obviously the governors are very sympathetic to any pupil who didn't get in. In fact, there were 50 girls who didn't get in and three on the same criteria as this lady's daughter. In actual fact, the criteria isn't reverting to old criteria. It hasn't changed constantly. What the governors would do, Stephen, is in June every year they review our criteria to see if it meets the needs of the local community. So, for example, last year, we are a separate school, obviously, from Ashfield Boys, but last year our criteria actually knocked out girls who had brothers in the school. So they reviewed criteria two to read that it would be a girl who is the first child in the family to a non-selective school. And that meant that if they had a brother at Ashfield Boys or a brother or sister at one of the local grammars, they wouldn't be disadvantaged and they could get into the school. And that worked well this year as well. Criteria three, obviously, is always distance, because if we are oversubscribed at criteria two, then we go to distance. Now, this year, the majority of children in this school are under 2 miles from this school, the majority of them. Now, the other thing is criteria one was changed for a reason. We actually, the governors had looked, and we had found that there were girls who had sisters 3, 4, 5 years ago. They were able to get into the school, and they are lovely girls, I have to say that first. But these girls, their families had moved and weren't in this area. They were perhaps North Belfast or Bangor. But because their sisters had been here, they then got in. Now, that is one of the, that was the key reason my governors, who give of their time so generously, had looked to change that criteria.
Rosalind?
Sorry, they give their time so generously, but there's children left here in turmoil that don't even have a school. You're saying about there's South East Belfast and everybody, people's travelling two buses and that to get to Icefield. Our local our local children should get priority. They've closed 65 schools down in the last 4 years, and they're not upping the admissions. Why is that? Where's the funding going? Well, why are they not accepting more children into the schools? As you say, 50.
Okay.
Surely they could put on 2 more classes.
Well, I agree totally with you. And in actual fact, on 30th of June last year, I was sitting in John O'Dowd's office pleading with him to increase our numbers. I have written a development proposal. I have written to the Department of Education. And I'm now hoping that Peter Weir, our new education minister, will review this, because I agree. I think it's sad that children have to drive past this school to go out to a school. Now, the other thing would, my advice would be to look at it and say that you want your daughter to a single-sex school and appeal it on the grounds that this is the only single-sex school, non-selective, which would be available.
Right.
And that's why I would put it on the appeal. So either to the appeal board or a section.
Very, very rarely work. Appeals very rarely work.
Well, the Exceptional Circumstances Board put someone in here last year. And if you're telling me that your daughter has several problems that you described,
Yes, she does.
Well, then I would be writing to the Exceptional Circumstances Board.
Well, yes, I've already done that. I've already written to the Exceptional Circumstances. But you know as well as I do, when it comes down to it, the criteria is going to, they're going to choose the children who fit the top main criteria over anybody else.
Well, there has to be some type of criteria, but it sounds to me, Alison.
I understand that, Stephen, but at the end of the day, these children are, there's many kids out there don't even have a school. They haven't even got a school, and they're what are they supposed to do? The education system in this country is failing our children. It's completely failing them. Things need to be looked at, and questions need to be answered.
Well, I can agree that I do think that we need to increase our numbers, and unfortunately the answer I keep getting is because there are places in Dundonald High School and Breda, then they won't give us an extension of numbers. So they're telling us that over and over again, and the same for the boys' school beside me. The other problem being is that they had actually designed an extension for the school at the time of Orangefield's closure, which would have cost $750,000, which in the broader picture of the education budget is a drop in the ocean. But because of that, that's a key rationale for me not extending, because I need extending my numbers, because I would need an extension on the bill.
When do you expect, Alison, to hear from Peter Weir about your proposal?
Well, the development proposal went in 2 years ago, before his time. So now the governors and I are going to sit down and write again to Peter Weir and seek a meeting with him. And again, we're going back to the Education Authority to look at this, because I think it has to be. We have been given a very strange intake number of 113. We had 164 applications for those places. So, you know, you can see the number of children who have been disappointed. And you're talking about children who are maybe just further along the road from another child.
Alison, we really appreciate you coming on this morning. Thank you very much indeed. Rosalind, I hope you find a place for your daughter. And there's the principal advising you to go through that appeal process. So maybe you should do that, and we'll stay in touch with you too. Thank you.